Cook, we started last time. Perek Bet.
Hey.
Piskahe. Perek Bet Piskahe. We saw, well, we've been saying the last few shiurim, we've been seeing a pretty major yesod in Rav Cook's writings, and that is all the souls of the Jewish people are linked together to the extent that whatever we do to strengthen Torah, what we're actually doing is we're strengthening the Jewish people as a whole. And it's almost like a ripple effect in quite the same way, where we study something very specific in Torah, and it looks like we're only touching that part of the sea of Torah. We're only actually encountering or having this give and take with a particular inyan. You're learning about Shor Tam and Shor Muad. You may feel like when you're learning that that's all you're dealing with, and that's what you have your mind on, and that's what you're focused on. But Rav Cook teaches us that because all of Torah is really one entity, and all the souls of the Jewish people are linked to Torah, so what we're doing is we're actually infusing the Jewish people with more strength. By me learning a word of Torah in my makom in the Beis Medrash, I'm actually infusing the Jewish people with a stronger ruchnias. Doesn't necessarily mean that the Jews all over the world are feeling immediately the effects of Limud HaTorah. But it means that somewhere, deep down inside, a change has taken place. There's no such thing, according to Rav Cook, as a word of Torah being learned in this world without repercussions in the souls of Jews worldwide. I was asked by at least two of you, what is Rav Cook's source for this? It sounds like a pretty major chiddush that I can touch Jews all over the world just by learning a word of Torah in my makom in the Beis Medrash or even in my room at night. So I think it was Min HaShamayim, and I just came back from a trip. Like, both of you know that. These are two boys, Ezra and Sam, right, that I just met over my trip. It was about a 9-day trip, so I did have a good amount of driving. So I listened to with Moshe Weinberger a little bit, the Rav of Eish Kodesh in New York, and he gave shiurim on YU Torah that I listened to. And he actually discussed this very inyan. And he spoke about this concept of the Jewish people just being separated by the bodies. The bodies define us as individuals, but the souls and the inside are all connected. And he proved it from a fascinating halacha. He actually used a thought of you when he spoke about this, because he brought the makor. There's a halacha that kol Yisrael areivin zeh lazeh. I never knew it was a halachic concept growing up. Kid in Detroit, we used to go to these, and the fathers here will remember this, we used to go to these protests for Soviet Jewry. The Jews who were locked behind the Iron Curtain, they weren't allowed to, not only weren't they allowed to learn about their Judaism, they also weren't allowed out to come to Israel. They were called refuseniks. And I remember the banners saying, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. And, I remember going to Washington, D.C. for like this Million Man March. And that was the motto. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. I grew up with that as a machshava concept. I didn't realize that it was a halachic concept as well. On a machshava level, it means we're all responsible for each other. It doesn't yet mean we're all one, though. The word arev in dine mamonis, right, in the area of halachas regarding finances. So, does anyone know what an arev is?
You know what
that word? Yeah, the guarantor. That you have a malve, a love, a lender, and a borrow, and who's the arev? The arev is the guy that says, he can always collect from me if the malve, if the lender can't come to you, so I'm the one providing the guarantee that he's going to get his money back. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, we're all responsible for each other. But I was astounded, I remember for the first time in my life, I don't remember exactly when it happened, it was post-high school, it was in yeshiva, where I'm learning the halacha, that if a person, let's say, makes Kiddush already, so he can actually say the bracha of Kiddush again for someone else. We often do this. You hear Kiddush in shul, you come home and make Kiddush for the family, or Tikiya Shofar, you can have a Baal Tokea who does the Hashkama Minyan, and then he goes to do this Minyan, or he goes to a hospital or something. You can make 100 brachas during the day. The question is, how does that work? Why is that not a bracha lebatala? I already did my mitzvah. How do you say Shem Hashem again? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. And you say the bracha and you do the mitzvah again for somebody else. You've done it already. How do you say the bracha? So there is a Ritva and Kiddushin that says, I'm paraphrasing, until the last Jew in the world does his shofar, you haven't done your shofar. You hear this? If he hasn't done it, that means there's something lacking in my obligation. I'm not done. You hear that? If there's a Jew over there that hasn't made Kiddush, my Kiddush is incomplete. I think that's the Makor for Rav Kook. That goes beyond the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh of the protest for Soviet Jewry. It's not just every Jew is responsible for each other. It means that on a deeper level, all souls are linked to the point that we're really one entity. If you haven't been Yotze, then there's something lacking in my fulfillment. I'm commenting this because in Gimel Hay, is this Gimel or Beis?
Beis.
In Beis Hay, we learned this concept. Last time we got about halfway down, and we learned this concept that my Torah is infusing a new spiritual light and a new clarity to Jews all over. I know for a rational mind this could be difficult. How am I touching that person long distance? I don't know that person. I'm not interacting with him. But I think if you take this concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh, that really what's separating us is just the physical bodies. And on a deeper level, in a spiritual sense, we really all are connected. So just as we would never talk about when a person learns Torah, are you just impressing upon your mind to be better? Or are you changing the whole person? You would never argue. By the way, this is Rabbi Leibowitz. His Bentheims are here. You would never say, oh, the person is learning Torah, his brain has been affected. You would never limit it to the brain. A person's whole being is affected by Limud HaTorah. So too, if you broaden that scope to encompass the whole Jewish people, every Jew who is learning Torah, not just that specific Jew, is touched and elevated. But he's really bringing the whole Jewish people with him. I want to do the end, the second half of Bet Hey, from the words V'chol Masha HaTalmud. V'chol Masha HaTalmud Yoser Mu'ar U'Muchtar Yoser B'dei Rechov O'Secho Tov. Therefore, says Rav Kook, the more our Talmud, the more our learning is Mu'ar, that means the clearer it is to us, the more defined it is in my head. If I can not just read through a Rashba, but I can actually understand it, and it connects with me, and it makes sense to me, U'Muchtar Yoser B'dei Rechova, and the more my da'as encompasses in Torah, the more I know, the more information, the more bikiyas, the more yedios that I have in Torah, u'v'seichel tov, and I understand them properly, v'chol masha mitvasefes bo yoser nedivos leva v'taras hanefesh, and the more I learn Torah with purity of heart, that means I'm not doing it just because everybody's doing it, I'm not doing it so that people will watch me and say how stark I am. I'm doing it b'taras hanefesh. I'm doing it with purity of soul. I'm doing it for the real reason. I believe that there's goodness here, and I want to latch on to that goodness. Kein koach hachaim ha-yisraelim holech u'mizgale al yado. The more the Jewish people will become closer and closer to their destiny as a result of my personal limud al yado. I think Rav Kook is telling us we all have a shlichus. This is what I feel. I mamash tremble when I read these lines, because I literally feel in a very very down-to-earth, pashut way that the eyes of the Jewish people are on us, in the sense that Talmud Torah has the ability to bring about a transformation in Am Yisrael. We're trying to bring Am Yisrael closer to their destiny, to be an Or LaGoyim, that they should be this model society that's going to be a dugma, they're going to be an example for the whole entire world. We can affect that in my makom, in my beis medrash, in my dalet amos, I can affect that and I can contribute to that. And I think too often, when guys are deciding, do I come to the beis medrash, do I not? Do I come to yeshiva? I got some of this, you know, during the week of recruiting. Not only do you get discussions about your specific yeshiva, sometimes guys will open up and say, I don't know if I really need yeshiva. I haven't decided about Israel next year. And I think a lot of times this is lacking. We only take it to, and sometimes not. Sometimes a guy can't come to Israel. I have no timeness. All I'm saying is, do we take this part of the equation? Do we take this into account? I think too often our cheshbon is the narrow cheshbon of the self. What's right for me? Do I need this? Do I not need this? And and sometimes the result will be, you know, deep into November, December of Chorev Zman, when things get really tired and tiring, and a guy can get worn out. Sometimes he focuses more on the self. Am I doing the right thing for myself? Maybe I took too much upon myself. Maybe I need a break. And sometimes that break is needed. Don't get me wrong. What I am saying is, I think according to Rav Kook, the cheshbon, the considerations have to include my people as well. It's not just about me. I'm not doing a service to myself. I'm not even doing a service to my shir. Sometimes I'll give a musar shmuz to the guys. I'll say, chevra, we have to feel a greater responsibility to our shir. In other words, every single one of you, sometimes you'll hear me say this in a musar shmuz, every single one of you is responsible for the atmosphere in the Beis Medrash. And if you're not there, it takes away from the feeling in the Beis Medrash. And I 100% believe that. I just think Rav Kook is going a step further. It's not just about you, and it's not even about your immediate circle that you're affecting. On a spiritual level, you're bringing the Jewish people back to their original selves. You're bringing them back to their essence. And I can just add one more thing. I think that Rav Kook also felt that, you guys know the historical background. When was he writing? Rav Kook wrote this about 100 years ago. What was going on with the Jewish people? The Jewish people, for the first time in thousands of years, decided they're coming back to Israel, right? And most vast majority of the Jews who wanted to do that were not religious. Not only were they not religious, but their attitude was the Torah was there to preserve us in the Gullus. The secular Zionist leaders would write this. The Torah was awesome in the Gullus. Why? Because it maintained Jewish survival amongst the Goyim. But going back to Israel, we're not going to need religion. And Herzl spoke about a 7-day work week. He says Shabbos is something we're not going to need anymore, because we're going to live amongst Jews. And in their mind, Zionism was leaving behind Yiddishkeit and Torah because it's not needed anymore. And I feel like this, what we're reading, is Rav Kook's response to that. If we're going back to Israel and we want to set up a society that's different than the rest of the world, that's more moral, if we want to set up a society that's going to be an Or LaGoyim, without Limud HaTorah, we're never going to get there. Without the spiritual backbone that the Jewish people need to stand up and be that nation that's going to make a difference in this world, it's never going to happen. That's why I think he writes the next line. V'nosein la'uma koach v'simchas chaim lehisodeid v'lakum. It is our Torah that gives the nation the koach to stand up straight. I hear between the lines Rav Kook speaking to the nation and saying, you have these nationalistic aspirations. You want to go back to Israel. We all want to go back. We want to build that new country. We want it to be an independent country. As you know, many Orthodox rabbis were opposed to the whole thing. So we have no chelek in that. That's not our chelek. Our chelek is just to sit and learn Torah in the Gullus until Mashiach comes. And the other side of the spectrum is, we don't need Torah anymore. We're building Israel. And what is Rav Kook teaching us here? He's supporting. It's time that he's odeid v'lakum. It's time for the Jewish people to stand up straight again with Jewish pride and build our own country. It's time to go back to Israel. I agree, I'm supportive of it. But if we want the koach to do so, it has to be coupled with Limud HaTorah. It's never going to work. We're going to stray from the path. If the drive of the Jewish people to rise again from the dust is not accompanied every step of the way with Limud HaTorah. Wow. What can I tell? Can I just give you an example of this? It happens to be very moving. It just happened yesterday. But you know, my son had this. He just yesterday had a tekes. He got his beret. It's a very moving. He may not know anything about the army, but it's sort of like graduation, college graduation, whatever. It has that, carries the same weight. In fact, at the end, they all throw their berets up into the air. They get a graduation. In any case, I was blown away by the following. He had 600 chayalim on this like huge court, you know, like a huge field, and they all change their berets. They get their berets, and it's all one unit. It's all this beautiful blue color. And at the end, my son comes over, and now you have to understand, it's out of this 600, these 600 chayalim, so you have a vast majority are chiloni, but you had one hesder unit. Got about 60 boys who are religious, Hezder boys. And so the tekes was over, they sang HaTikvah, and everyone's hugging their family. And I took pictures with my son, I posted them to the group, as you see. And then my son says, the guys organized a siyum. And the yeshiva guys wanted a siyum to fall on the same day as the tekes. They finished their training, they're also finishing a masechta. And this is what I'm hearing in these words, that if we want the Jewish people to be successful on a Gashmi level, we have to support that, and we have to work to that, and you know, and you have to run, and you have to do these crazy, you know, he did like an all-night walk, 13 kilometers, and you have to do that. But if you want the Koach to do it, it has to be infused with the Torah HaKadosha. V'chol harifyonos, last line, v'chol harifyonos, Shabaim la'olam beruach Yisrael, and whenever throughout history you have a weakness in the spirit of Israel, Rav Kook is now giving us a rundown of the entire Jewish history. Whenever you find in history that spirituality in the Jewish people was weakened somehow, there was some spiritual void, Mikoram, the source of that void, is shichachas haTorah, the rifyon yadayim min haTorah, means that the lomdei Torah of that generation weren't doing enough to strengthen the spirit. Whenever the spirit throughout the generations of the Jewish people have been weakened, the source of that weakness goes back to the source. You must go back to the source and find where is it stemming from. It's not stemming from them. It's not because they're evil people. The people who have left Judaism throughout the generation, it's not going to help us pointing the finger at them and calling them Rishon. You're doing absolutely nothing by laying the blame on them. We have to look into ourselves and ask, why wasn't the Ruach Yisrael strong enough in them? Why weren't they able to withstand the temptations of the world? Why did they end up giving up Judaism for the opera houses of Berlin? It doesn't help to point to them and say, Rishon. We have to look into ourselves and ask, are we doing enough to strengthen Ruach Yisrael through our Torah? Rav Kook says it really all goes back to the Beis Medrash. That's the nucleus of the Jewish people. That's the core. And if we're infusing Torah and Kedusha into the lives of the Jewish people, they're going to thrive. And if the Beis Medrash, if what's going on in this room is not what it can be, it's going to play out there on the outside. I think this is a huge nafka mina. We've discussed this in the past. When tragedies befall the Jewish people, too often I've heard people say it's because of the pritzos in Tel Aviv, it's because of the Chilul Shabbos. I can just see what's going to happen today. Because on the way to Yeshiva today, I heard the news, and they said that in Tel Aviv, the mayor of Tel Aviv has decided to double over the public transportation on Shabbos. In other words, if the country doesn't supply public transportation on Shabbos, because in other words, the memshala, the government, because officially the government is trying to keep a certain you know, a certain feeling of Shmirah Shabbos in the street. But the local government of Tel Aviv, they're hiring these private buses to take rides to the beach, etc. And just today, I heard that they doubled over. You know, they're doing twice as many trips starting this Friday night. And I can already see what's going to happen. You're going to have rabbis, they're going to get up. And they're going to say, well, you better watch out now. Because of Chillul Shabbos, you know what God does for Chillul Shabbos. And you better watch out. And oy vavoy, we should not hear any bad news. But I've been living in this country long enough to tell you what's going to be. If there's a pigua tomorrow in Tel Aviv, you're not going to have to wait long until someone says it's because of your public transportation buses. You hear me? That's one mahalach. I don't identify with that mahalach. I think Rav Kook is teaching us something else. Just read that line again. If I had one of those Hadalia bracelets, necklaces, I would put this. This is the line I would put on. I know I said this about the last Rav Kook, but this time I'm serious. V'chol ha'rifyono shabayim la'olam beruach Yisrael. Whenever throughout history there's a weakness in the spirituality of our people, that means you have kids going off the derech, you have the tzedokim, you have the karaim, and people are being sucked out. Mikoram, you have to go back to the source. Mikoram hu shichachas ha-Torah, v'rifyon yadayim min ha-Torah. It means that the core koach of the people has been weakened. The core koach of the people is the state of the Torah. Had we made the Torah stronger, we would have seen that in the people. We would have seen that in the Shabbos. It all goes back to us. A huge responsibility is on our shoulders. And we can make a huge change. We can make a change that's bigger than anybody else out there. Because we have our hand on that source, on that fireball that's providing koach and warmth and spirituality for Jews all over the world. Shekoach Rabosei.